Frost, have you ever noticed how days can go by and things change so slowly as to be imperceptible? Take summer, for instance. In Iowa, the sun glares at rows of corn for what seems like eons. The locusts lay down a wall of sound from behind the oak leaves. Then suddenly, like last night, the sky clears and the heat, which had gathered in the rock wall, under the leaves of the plums, so tenacious all summer, vanishes silently as an introvert at an office party. By morning, you wake to find fall has already unpacked its valise, and the garden, filled with squash and cucumbers, wilts, tilting the color wheel from green to brown. The ancients thought the world was flat, beyond which lay its rim. One minute you're sailing blithely along, the next you're over the precipice and in the jaws of a dragon. We modern people are wiser, of course, and know that there is no boundary, no limit, no moment where, with a single step, we leave one world behind and enter another. From deep within the middle, the tomatoes are so ripe and red, the edge so very far away.